Welcome back to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and today on the show, we're learning about renewable energy. There are many different kinds of renewable energy, and we're excited for you to learn with us. And Puck Stare, she's from the New Mexico Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources Department, as well as Jim Desjardins. He is the president of the New Mexico Renewables Association. And Dr. Sherry Kelly is at New Mexico Tech. She's an expert in geothermal. Let's go over to Nina.
What types of renewable energy are there, and how are these produced?
There's a lot, and we're inventing and discovering new ones all the time. Solar, which is one. Wind is another one. Shari here can talk about geothermal electricity. And then there's really wild new inventions, like, have you ever been at the beach and the waves come in and they push on you? There's a gizmo you can put in the waves that takes that pushing energy and also turns it into electricity, and more and more and more. So there's new kinds of renewable energy being invented every day.
Solar panels, we're seeing them all over the place. What are they doing, Jim Desjardins?
They're taking the sun. When they hit the panels get excited, essentially, and then they generate energy. So there's a lot going on inside the panels to make that happen. But it generates electricity, and then that electricity, which is what we call direct current or DC energy, goes into a device that we call an inverter and converts that energy to alternating current, or AC, which we use in our homes.
You mean like AC is the energy that comes out of the outlets in our house, like when we plug something in, that's AC energy?
That is AC energy.
Does it always begin as DC and then has to be converted to AC? Is that like a normal thing with all energy?
That is the energy that's in the solar panels, that comes out of the solar panels, is direct current or DC energy.
What about geothermal? Can you explain that to us, Sherry?
It's where we take heat from the earth. And there's a couple of different approaches. One is in certain places, there's actually volcanic activity, and it causes the water in the vicinity of the volcano to convert to steam. And you can take that steam out of the ground and put it into a power plant and turn a turbine and make electricity. Heat is always increasing as you go to greater depth in the earth. And at temperatures around 300 degrees Fahrenheit, you can take that hot water out of the ground and you can pass it through a heat exchanger, and you can use that boiling fluid to turn a turbine and produce electricity.
Let's talk about wind energy. How are we getting energy from the wind? You mentioned that, Puck.
Sure. We've talked a couple times already on the show about turbines, which is basically you take a ring of magnets and you spin it, and that makes electricity. You can also make a giant windmill or a small windmill, and the wind turns the blades, it turns the arms, and you can see the windmill spinning, and that spinning turns a turbine also. So it turns a ring of magnets and makes electricity.
I guess I just want to know, they've built like this hydroelectric power dam. Is it like a good source, or is there too many like bad things to it?
I'm going to give you two answers, Amaya, because there's two different kinds of hydroelectric. So one is flowing the water through a dam and, again, turning a turbine to make electricity. And that's just straightforward hydroelectric. It is clean. It produces a lot of electricity. It doesn't produce emissions. But sometimes in making the dam, there can be some environmental damage and some effects to the river and the biology in the river. There's a second kind, which is called hydro storage, which is newer, and it's where you can be connected to a river, but you're separate from a river, and you have the same bunch of water that during the day, when you have the extra electricity, you pump the water uphill and you keep it in a lake at the top of a hill. And then when you need electricity, you let it flow down the hill through the turbines to make electricity. And then when you have extra electricity, you pump it back up the hill again. That's called closed loop or hydro storage. And that has much less environmental damage and can store quite a lot of electricity.
So that's like the cleaner version of it.
Well, they do different things. One of them is a way of storing electricity from wind or sun. It doesn't make any extra electricity. And then the first kind makes electricity. So I think we need them both.
we've used that kind of electricity forever as mm-hmm. human beings when we see these like paddle wheels in mm-hmm. a river that exactly. power a mill, for example. Mm-hmm. That's hydropower.
Actually, renewable energy goes back a very, very long time, and it's been used in different ways. Now, I can speak a little bit about solar panels, and that was invented in laboratories in the United States maybe 80 years ago.
Windmills go back really far, even to Europe and medieval times, and they were originally the same power of the wind to turn the windmill was used not to make electricity, but as a pump to suck water up from where it is underneath the ground.
That's Puck Stair. She's from the New Mexico Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources Department. And you also heard from Jim Desjardins. He is the president of the New Mexico Renewables Association. And Dr. Sherry Kelly is an expert in geothermal at New Mexico Tech. We have a lot more to learn about renewable energy. We have learning materials posted with this episode. Go to childrenshour.org and look for renewable energy. Our learning guides meet and cite national education standards and come with a lot of activities. You can find those all at childrenshour.org. There's a lot more coming up, but first, this is Monty Harper from Songs from the Science Frontier, right here on the Children's Hour.
This is the sun shining down on Earth. This is the warmth of the sun shining down on Earth. This is the air rising up through the warmth of the sun shining down on Earth. This is the wind blowing in beneath the air rising up through the warmth of the sun shining down on Earth. This is the rotor spinning in the wind blowing in beneath the air rising up through the warmth of the sun shining down on Earth. This is the generator running on the rotor spinning in the wind blowing in beneath the air rising up through the warmth of the sun shining down on Earth. From the lamp I lit with electricity flowing from the generator running on the rotor spinning in the wind blowing in beneath the air rising up through the warmth of the sun shining down on Earth. This is the sun shining down on Earth is the title of the book I'm reading.
Shining down. Un, dos, tres, va.
Electricity.
Who turned the lights off?
Electricity.
I feel so lonely without
electricity.
Computer not go.
Electricity.
I used to make a fire to heat a cup of tea. Now I'm plugged into a grid serving electricity. And I'm shaving with it. And I'm raving with it. Invisible blue rubber balloon on my head. Stick it up there on the ceiling. It's the static keeps it there. And I'm drying with it. And I'm frying with it.
Turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it on, now.
Electricity. I need electricity to give me superpower.
Some hydro.
Ay, ay, ay.
Turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it on, now.
I wire up a lemon, I wire up a lime, I wire up a hamster wheel, it's spinning all the time. Now I'm making light, but it's not so bright. I catch a swarm of eels, electric by the way. 600 volts of fish, the night is bright as day. And it's such a love, but don't get in my bath.
Turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it on.
That's Flea Bite and Levity Beat singing about electricity, which is what we're thinking about today. We're thinking about renewable energy, and we're learning about that with Puck Stare. She's from MNERD, the Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources Department here in the state of New Mexico. Jim Desjardins from the New Mexico Renewable Energy Industry Association. And Sherry Kelly is from New Mexico Tech, and she is an expert in geothermal. We have a lot more to learn about renewable energy, and you can learn even more at childrenshour.org. Look for a learning guide that has curriculum in it that meets and cites national education standards. There's activities too, and lots of cool stuff. Find it all at childrenshour.org. Look for renewable energy. Let's go over to Amaya.
So I guess this question came up because I've heard that we're predicted to like run out of oil in 2050. Well, the question comes in like, because we've talked about different renewable energy sources. I just want to know if like, are they going to be up and running to support like most of the world by then, like before it runs out, I guess.
Amaya, that's a great question. And that is why I wake up and go to work every day. That is what I do for you every day, all day long, is try to make sure that they are ready. There is a lot of good news happening. So New Mexico is actually in a really great place. The electricity that's powering this show right now is about 40% renewable already. And we've gotten there in about 10 or 20 years. So we got there really quick. Now, the next 60%, it gets harder and harder for all these technical reasons. We're trying really hard, but it's going to take all of us working together.
Why is it still so uncommon compared to fossil fuels, and why is the transition to a sustainable energy system taking so long?
There's probably four or five different reasons that are all coming together. There's just some new technology, new kinds of geothermal. We've got new kinds of solar. We've got some experiments to do, like in a lab, to test new ways of making electricity. So that's number one. Number two is sometimes the electricity where you can make it is not in the same place where you need it. even though there is sun everywhere and there is wind everywhere, sometimes the wind and the sun are stronger somewhere else, like outside the city or away from your home. So one of the challenges is moving the electricity from where it's made to where it's consumed, is what it's called, to your house. So we build wires for that. I'm sure you've seen the wires and the poles that go along your street. That carries electricity. And there's small versions of those and there's big versions of those that go across the country. That's called the grid, all these wires strung all over the place. And right now our grid was built for the old way of making electricity. So you have a central fossil fuel power station in the middle and then kind of radiating spokes of wires going out for miles and miles beyond that. So the grid is built in that shape and we need a different shape for wind and solar. So we're having to rebuild. Number three is a little more political, and I think it's about how humans do change. I think change can be scary. Change has a lot of uncertainties. And when you're talking about electricity, you're talking about powering hospitals and powering things that are important to people, their weddings. They want to make sure that's something they can rely on. It might be easier to go with something that you know, even if it has downsides. And then the fourth is, I would say, follow the money. There's a lot of people who make money off of the way things are done today, and they don't want to give that up.
It is hard for people to make a change when their wallet is involved, right? And for homeowners, you're telling them, oh, I should put $10,000 of solar panels on my roof and you promise me that's going to save me money in electricity. Well, my bill is never $10,000, so it can't possibly save me money. Well, if your bill is $150 a month, in 7 years, your electricity is not going to cost you anything.
Sort of along those lines, I have to wonder, is renewable energy going to get cheaper for consumers? Because right now, I hear about a lot of people who would love to take that time and go fully solar, but don't necessarily have the means to.
That's a great question. Yes, I think it's going to get cheaper. And I will say there's lots of help available from lots of governments to help people get over that hump. So with the transition to the renewable energy, a lot of times there's a lot of money involved up front in the transition. But then after, say, you've installed the solar panels, it's cheaper afterwards. Lots of governments have tax incentives, or banks will offer very cheap loans, or there's sometimes even grants available to just help pay up front, because a lot of governments are recognizing that we have to help to get everyone over the hump, and then it's better for everyone on the backside.
Are there any countries in the world that are running 100% renewable energy?
Several. Ecuador, mostly with their hydropower. There are many. Pakistan is getting very far. India is getting very far. China is ahead of everybody, and they're not fully there, but they are going there very quickly.
Isn't Iceland 100% geothermal now?
Yes. Thank you. That was the other one.
That's Puck Stare. She's the director of the State Energy Office here in New Mexico, which we call MNERD. You're also hearing the voice of Jim Desjardins. He is the executive director of the Renewable Energies Industries Association of New Mexico, and Sherry Kelly, who is a geologist and geophysicist at the New Mexico Bureau of Geology. And today we're learning about renewable energy.
Listening to the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is now producing weekly educational modules to go with every episode, thanks to a grant from the Albuquerque Community Foundation. You can support this effort too. Go to childrenshour.org and click donate. The Children's Hour is grateful to the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for hosting our recordings. Many thanks to New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and the National Endowment for the Arts for their support of the Children's Hour. The Children's Hour is grateful to the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund for their support.